This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. Here we are once again. Hey, the on-the-air light's working. I'm really happy now.
It's such a rarity that happens. Huh?
I know. I saw that thing come on in the corner of my eye. I was like, oh, look at that thing. It's even bright.
That's what the garden guys were saying, too.
I'm on the air. Yay. All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. It's the simple things in life, right? It's things like, you know, you get up in the morning, it's cold out, you run out, your car starts up like it's supposed to. You drive away, it runs like a champ to get you to where you're going. It's the simple things in life, Brendan, right? Those are the most important.
That's right.
That's right. That's what makes me happy every day. So if your car's not starting up or not running right, and actually, you know what, this is the time of year when that, if you have a marginal battery, it goes kaput. You ever had your battery go kaput?
Not yet. My wife did one time, but, you know, we fixed that up. Yeah. Otherwise, we've always tested our batteries and be like, okay, now it's time to change it and so on and so forth.
I know. Every time your car came in for service before, we'd test your battery. That's what we do, the West Automotive Group. But good stuff. Otherwise, you find yourself in a sticky wicket. When's the last time you heard?
Sticky wicket? What?
You never heard that?
No, I heard of it. It's been years, though. It's like the cool beans comment.
Cool. No, that's more like an English term from England. You find yourself in a sticky wicket.
A sticky wicket.
Yeah, that's kind of like a bad situation, you know? Mm-hmm. So, because batteries tend to fail only when you're needing to go somewhere. That's important. So, as far as that goes, all good stuff, though. We get them all fixed up and, let's keep track of them and keep your car starting. All right, folks, this morning, 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're here to talk to you about. 1-888-344-1170. Happy to be here live speaking at you about all things automotive. We're happy to talk about. And we're talking about some myths today when servicing your vehicle. Some things that are myths and are not myths. And some good things like that. But like I said, happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. Just give us a shout here. 1-888-344-1170. Anything cool in the automotive world this week? Let me think about this. Unfortunately, there's other stuff going on in the world that makes me not so happy to see this week.
Yesterday was remembrance of the Holocaust Day.
Oh, was it?
And guess what happens?
Part's good. What's that?
There were 6 missiles shot at Israel, and a lot of people were killed because of it.
There was people in Israel killed?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that in the news. What's the country next door that doesn't like them? I forgot.
Is it Afghanistan?
No. It's they're on the other side of the Gaza Strip.
Oh, okay.
Palestine. Yeah. So yes, that's been a long life world feud for like forever.
Hundreds
for sure.
of years.
Apparently the streaming's working too, because my dad said, yes, you are on the air and I can actually hear you. Yay. In a text. So there you go. Good stuff. But yeah, well, that's a sad thing, unfortunately. There's a lot of sad things kind of going on in the news these days. Once again this week, and we talk about cars here, so we're going to continue to talk about that, but just unfortunate. So hopefully we plan to be part of not letting your car let you down kind of stuff, and because you need your car to get you to where you got to go. Today, you never know what or who to believe about servicing your vehicle sometimes. That's right. Except for you folks that come to the West Automotive Group, we advise you in the direction that we would advise our family members when it comes to your vehicle needs. There's all kinds of information out there on the internet, though, coming out of that Google box. And your friends already always know best, right? So, not always. That's why we are talking about the myths of automotive servicing and why, if you don't know what your vehicle needs, following the manufacturer recommendations or a qualified service facility recommendations. And the reason I say that is because we often talk about, there's a couple things at the West Automotive Group we recommend servicing earlier than the manufacturer does. And we advise our clients on those items, you know, such as transmission servicing, important stuff. If you follow the manufacturer's recommendations, you'll often end up replacing a transmission because they have extended intervals on transmission servicing. So it just depends on you. But we tell our clients, hey, this is not the manufacturer recommendation. This is the West Automotive Group recommendation. Here's why. We've remanufactured and rebuilt a lot of transmissions along the way. And one thing that we see that causes them to fail is lack of servicing. I mean, fluid carries contaminants. Same thing with power steering systems, exchanging out the fluid. And, you know, years ago when we started doing a lot of this stuff and realizing what was going on in recommendations, we were able to recognize and figure out that you know, we'd get some people that give a little pushback like, well, my grandfather never said I had to change out the power steering fluid. Well, systems were just a little bit different back then. They would less susceptible, less tight tolerances, things like that. Now we have rack and pinion systems that we're using in power steering fluid versus items like the gearbox before and things like that. You used to take a lot more abuse before failing, even with contaminated fluids. So we're going to talk a bunch about this and some good stuff when it comes to automotive repair and servicing. But first, I'm going to take John real quick in Lemon Grove. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you today, my friend?
Well, I could be better because up until a couple of days ago, I didn't have any car problems. I drive a 2005 Toyota Matrix with 225,000 miles on it.
Gotcha.
On Thursday, I drove about 20 miles, combination freeway driving and surface streets, and the car was fine until I parked next to a curb and I put it in reverse. This is an automatic.
Okay.
And the car acted like the parking brake was on. I had to give it a little bit of gas to make it move, and it didn't move smoothly. The car was jerking, and I parked for hour and a half or so, and then did some more driving, and I experienced the same thing a couple more times before driving home.
And this was only in reverse?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It works fine in forward gears. And I'm wondering what might be going on. I've had the car about 3.5 years and put 32,000 miles on it myself, and I did not have the transmission fluid and filter changed, and the previous owner, I'm pretty sure she knew nothing about maintaining a car.
Gotcha.
So it's very possible that the fluid and filter in that transmission has been in there for way too long.
Yeah. And you said you have 220 some thousand miles on the car, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. We could. there's quite a few things that could be going on there, but it sounds to me like the transmission is binding up a bit when put into reverse, and or also chattering or slipping. We could be having an internal clutch problem there. We could be having a fluid problem too. We need higher line pressure for reverse than we do for the Ford gears.
Uh-huh.
So really just need to get it in and get it checked out, to be honest with you. There could be different options here, but low fluid issues can cause some problems too. You haven't seen any fluid leaking on the ground or anything like that, correct?
No.
Okay,
and,
that's good.
And the fluid level is right up where it belongs.
How's the condition of the fluid look?
I
mean, is it darker in color? Usually I ask, does it have any smell to it, such as,
No.
Okay. Well, that's a good, if it doesn't have any, like, burnt kind of odor smell to it, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I didn't drive it at all yesterday thinking whatever's going on, I might be making it worse trying to drive it.
Well, and something else just come to mind also I was thinking about when it comes to this. That vehicle might still have drum brakes on the rear, may not be four-wheel disc. It's probably
correct,
got rear.
Correct. They're
and
correct.
If for some reason...
Drum brakes.
Okay. They maybe not even have a transmission problem. If the fluid smells good and the level's good, we could possibly be having a problem where the brakes are locking in or binding when going in reverse.
Uh-huh.
So, once again, my suggestion is we get it in and get checked out. To find out what's going on with it before we put the cart in front of the horse.
Okay.
Because just sitting here thinking about that, it's a possibility. We see a lot of people come in with issues, John, that think they have a transmission problem, and it's something else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as I talk about often, we've had people come in that thought they had a transmission problem. Somebody replaced the transmission. They still have the same problem because it's not related to the transmission. Which we don't want to do, obviously.
Right.
That's throwing good money at something you don't need to.
Yes, you're talking big money.
Yes. Yeah. So really, I would get it in and get it checked out. You know.
Oh, I mean, all right.
And we're happy to do that for you if you don't have a quality facility to go to. Yeah, let's find out because something sounds there like it maybe it's driving forward just fine. The fluid doesn't smell, you said, and it's full and it's not leaking. Usually a transmission chattering internally clutches, they'll distinctively burn the fluid quite quickly.
Uh-huh.
So, we may have something else going on. Like I said, the rear brakes, I've seen rear brake shoes do things like that, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I got some good news for you today.
Oh, all right.
Did you have any other questions?
Well, now this may or may not have anything to do with this, but Wednesday this week, I had two new tires put on the car. They put the new tires on the rear and the rear tires on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And this was done at a very well-known tire shop.
Okay.
And I don't know if...
This problem started afterwards?
Yes, like the following day.
Well, it is possible it could be related. Usually tires wouldn't affect something like this, but I always say to folks, we've seen things like this happen before where somebody's come in and said, just had this done, and I think to myself as a master technician, well, that's not related. But then we checked the vehicle out and we realized, oh, wow, it is related. Look what somebody did. So
okay.
you just never know as far as that goes. So like I said, best thing's going to get you a qualified technician to check it out, figure out what's going on as far as that goes and what system's actually causing this effect. And then we go from there.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem. Always a pleasure.
All right.
You take care now. Have a wonderful, safe weekend out there. And, keep me appraised. Get it checked out this week. Give me a call next week and let me know what's going on.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Have a great weekend.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. Great questions, as always. How we doing over there, Brendan?
Doing great.
You're doing great?
Yeah. I can't wait. I know Bodie's listening right now. I have a great, have a really good joke for him.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay. Bodie, you got to call in for the joke, Bodie.
Hurry up. Let's go.
Yeah. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. Your name does not have to be Bodie to call in. You can call in with anything automotive related, just like John out of Lemon Grove. Happy to help you out. 1-888-344-1170 is the number here. We're going to take our first break. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, we're having headphone troubles. Thing flipped one way and wouldn't flip back the other way. Never good when you're trying to put them on your ears, huh, Brendan?
That's why on my headphones, like, if I don't know if you could see the inside part, it says L and R. And I
so does mine.
But I still have to think about, okay, L is for left, R is for right. And I'm 27 years old, for goodness sake.
Well, I don't have that problem, but when I picked it up, you know how these things flip around so you can hear them? These headphones are also made, I would presume, for people that are... like DJs, you know, they flip the thing and they hold just one to their ear so they can hear what they're doing. I think that's why they probably flip around like that. But I can't have one pointing out, one pointing in, and when I put them on my head, that would look, well, nobody can see me. So it'd be okay because it's radio.
Yeah, exactly.
But it wouldn't feel very good on my head, I presume.
They would just hear me laughing constantly and they're like, why is he laughing?
Why is he laughing?
This is just auto news. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what's Brendan laughing about? He's looking at me because my earphones are all flipped upside down. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. Bodie, Brendan is waiting for his joke to give you his joke. You know how that goes. Whatever. So hopefully Bodie's listening. I haven't talked to Bodie in a couple weeks, so... As y'all know, we were pre-recorded last week, so I was out of town. Every now and then I have to do that, but you know, got to get out there and enjoy life, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, so, there's a whole world out there.
Yep, there is, and there's things to do and stuff that's got to get done. Some of it's work though. When I do all the Auto Care Association stuff, things like that, so all good. We are lacking along too. As far as that goes, I've been working extremely hard these days.
What's been going on at the shop?
We're extremely busy, which is great. I mean, and I got to be honest with you. I was driving down here. I often reflect on things when I'm driving. I'm just by myself, right? So, okay. I think about different things. So I was just thinking about today how fortunate I have an amazing team that works for me in all locations. I mean, we've made a couple changes along the way this year and all that stuff, and we've really dialed in. Everybody's just amazing. Mm-hmm. So, and I was thinking, like, I'm really blessed, man, to have such amazing people working for me. So, and my customers and clients are really blessed because they get to deal with such amazing people. So, I'm just telling you, and this is not just from me, but the responses that I get back, and we get reviews all week long that are coming in from all our different locations, you know, in different avenues of views, and so many of them are like, there's one for Dylan that like works for me in Escondido, like, Dylan's amazing, he took such great care of me, and you know, and it just makes me feel good that one thing that I've worked really good with, like my general manager Paul and everything, and my hiring manager Jesse, and we've put together these great people that we've always been looking for, right, to do this, and that these people are so great and they do such a great job. So I don't know. I just was thinking, like, wow, you know, we've managed to put together one heck of a team, mm-hmm. which is cool. Yeah. So, you know, and it's just good stuff. So something new may be coming. There may be a fifth location that's going to show up here shortly. We're working on that too right now. So another great thing that's going on inside the West Automotive Group.
Awesome.
Yep. So as far as that goes, good stuff. One thing I am looking for right now, unfortunately, my admin assistant, she had been with me almost 5 years. Her name was Brenda. She was amazing. And she gave me plenty of notice, but she had to, you know, I've lost two amazing admin assistants. Before Brenda was Stephanie. Stephanie was with me almost 4 years, but then her fiance was a biotech engineer or something crazy. He's smarter than I'll get out, we'll say.
Okay.
But he got offered a full job at a university in New Mexico to finish his doctorate, and they were going to pay him to be a professor also while he was finishing his doctorate for them.
Wow.
So yeah, so she's like, I gotta go.
Okay.
I gotta
totally understandable.
Which was cool, you know, plenty. So she went and did her thing, and then I found Brenda. Brenda worked for me almost 5 years, and Brenda had a family. Part of her family had a business that was struggling and needed somebody to come help with it. So she gave me plenty of notes. She went to dinner, and family's family. I get that. It's all good. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm still in touch with her. It's great. But so I'm looking for an amazing admin assistant. Let me tell you, not the easiest thing to find out there.
There's a lot of qualifications.
Admin officer manager. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you need to be able to be really good at paperwork and obviously QuickBooks, things like that. So, mm-hmm. If anybody out there is amazing at that and you're looking for an amazing company to work for, all you have to do is send your resume to, you can actually send it to autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. It'll come right to me.
Awesome.
So I'm just saying, you know, doing a little, you know, people cultivating.
I was going to say a little plug for looking at employment opportunities for people out there
too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm always talking to amazing technicians and things like that and service people and managers and you know, we're always looking to talk to people like that. So always good. But right now Brian's working his little behind off because he's putting in like 14 hours a day because not only am I doing my part of the job, I'm also doing the admin. And let me tell you, for four locations, I mean, throw in time clocks, employees clocking in and out, mistakes, etc. There's a lot to do, my friend.
You look forward to the weekends pretty quickly.
Woo! Quickly, you're right. So, all right, let's get back to Auto Talk Radio here. I'm done with the whole employment opportunity thing for now. I do want to let folks know Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks up in North County now for this August will be 30 years. So they've grown quite a ways with Escondido, been around to see a lot. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved. Out there, I'll tell you what, heading up onto, well, let's see, I think we just passed 10 years. Nope, 10 years in April will be 10, I believe. So anyway, yeah, amazing, huh? That's a while. Out there and he's taking care of folks in East County for that long. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified, right there in Central San Diego, taking care of folks over there. I think we're headed up to 6 years now on that one. And then West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved, STAR certified for smog. That location there, we are heading up to 4 years coming here shortly. So, all of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. You stop in, have your vehicle service repair, and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. We're here to take care of you like family. That's what all this means to us. We would not recommend a service or repair to you or anybody out there unless it's something I'd recommend to my own parents. And I have a great relationship with my parents, so I take very good care of them. It's good stuff. So it's my dad listens to me every week. So you can also take advantage of our diagnosis abilities or our CertiCare transmission diagnosis. For all concerns on your vehicle, we're here for you. We employ master certified technicians, and I will tell you this, there's no lie about this part. We have some of the most qualified technicians in San Diego County working for us. They're just amazing, and they are the experts. So jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get an appointment and get your vehicle in, get it diagnosed properly. I tell folks all the time I say this, and that is the best money ever spent on any service or repair, mostly, is the money spent on a qualified diagnosis by a qualified technician. It'll save you so much money in the long run over years and years. Trust me. We see so many cars come in that have had parts thrown at them. And it just gets very expensive. And it gets frustrating. And things don't work. So get your vehicle into us, the West Automotive Group, and we'll get it diagnosed properly. We also offer our shuttle rides to or from work or home at no cost. And also rental vehicles from all four locations. We have rental partners we work with close by. So whatever you need, we'll get you back on the road. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can also see all about us. There, check out the Automan segments from there. We're on the Automan on the CW and Fox 5 News. And also check out Auto Talk Radio, which we have our own page for all that posted. Or you can go and get all the podcasts at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in. All you got to do is put in the Answer San Diego 1170 and weekend shows, and you'll find us right there. We're all there for you. Right, Brendan?
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo. He loves to say that. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But for sure, check us out. That's westautomotivegroup.com. Anyway, guess who's on the phone? What up, Bodie? That's your intro. Guess who's on the phone?
Good morning, Glory.
Good morning, morning Glory. Okay.
What's it's a flower.
I know it is.
What's the name of it? I know.
No, I was going to wonder if the garden guys were talking about it. That's what popped into my mind when you said that. Did you listen to the garden guys this morning?
No, I used to listen to them when I had a garden, and now I'm just gardening ideas in my mind.
Yeah, gotcha. you don't have a garden now, so don't listen to the garden thing.
Well, what I've done is, I'm 77. I still detail cars, mm-hmm. and I've got three people that have gardens, and I barter detailing for fresh organic greens.
Oh, there you go. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do, yeah. man. That's great. That way you don't have to have your own garden. If you have somebody that's really good at it, then you're getting good food and healthy. And like healthy, right?
Yeah. And, I know you work out, you eat organic, and, I'm 77. I still run around like a kid.
They're like my parents. They do the same thing. They're in amazing health, both of them, and they run around like they're a little older than you. They've crossed the 80 mark, but they're still healthy as all heck. And I'll tell you what, people always ask, "How's your mom doing?" And that, and I'm always like, "My mom rides her bike 8 miles a day and plays softball 4 days a week." I'm not lying. She does. And my dad hikes all over the place. He could live off the land. So we own a bunch of property, me and my brothers and him, in southern Ohio, and he'll go down there and he'll go hike all the hills for collecting mushrooms and out in the woods and go for, 6-7 mile hike all over up and down the hills and stuff like that. And they're both healthy. Yeah. They're doing amazing. They're doing their thing.
Well, I'll make a direct metaphor. I got a 1997 Acura 2.2 CL.
Mm-hmm.
It's got about 298,000 miles. It burns maybe a quart of oil every 2-4 months.
Okay.
You almost can't hear the car run.
Did you put a new PCV in this? That was the Honda we were talking about, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The CRV. I know. We were talking about CRV burning oil last time, right?
What a memory you have.
Yeah, well, and I remember you were you wanted to put a cheaper aftermarket PCV in it, and I said, no, go to the dealer and get the factory one.
Right.
Correctamundo. Did you?
No, not yet. I've had a very busy week.
Okay. I'll accept that. The good news is you can drive the Acura then.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. But I'm sorry. You were saying that the Acura is now burning oil?
No. It does not burn oil.
Oh, doesn't burn oil. Okay, that's good.
No, that car, it almost sounds like a sewing machine.
I will tell you something. the Japanese vehicles back in those age of vehicles, they were building some really good quality stuff. They really were when it came to engines and all that. They really were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I told you the story is the guy who started Honda after World War II, he put a lawnmower engine on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was so smart, he ran the motor on pine pitch. Can you believe that? I'm like, huh?
Yeah. Interesting, huh?
The guy was from a technical aspect, is how do you burn pine pitch?
I have no idea, but it apparently worked for him.
Yeah, and that was the start of his empire.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's great stories.
It's all good stuff. Did Brendan tell you his joke?
No. I guess he wanted to tell me online so everybody else could hear it.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Okay. What do you call a chicken that watches lettuce?
What do you call a chicken that washes lettuce?
No, watches.
Watches. Like you keeps an eye on it.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Chicken sees a salad.
Chicken sees a salad.
Oh, sees a salad. Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
And Brendan wouldn't tell me his joke. I thought he had an automotive joke. Now we're talking about chickens and salad. What the heck?
Okay, next week I'll try to come up with an automotive joke next time.
But that's a good one you could tell, Bodie. Yeah. He did. Yeah. I think he struggled to come up with this joke for weeks now for you.
Funny thing, over the Christmas break.
I was right.
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, I've been reading. One of my coworkers gave me a Secret Santa gift, and it was full of dad jokes. So I've been just reading those like left and right. I have like hundreds of them now.
Actually, I can see you reading your little book and just giggling to yourself there, Brandon. All good stuff. All good stuff.
So
Bodie, you called to hear a joke and tell me that your Acura runs like a champ.
Yeah. it's amazing. So I'm at the bank the other day getting taking some cash out, and the lady goes, she said, how do you want your bills? I said, I want them like I want mixed greens like my salad. She goes, what's that? You know, 5s, 10s, and 20s.
Even Bodie's got jokes.
So just as a little sidebar is if you go to Australia or New Zealand and certain, you know what they call it, the British Commonwealth?
Yes, sir.
You know, South Africa, all those countries that were originally
British colonies.
British colonies, right.
Yes.
When you go there, the money is all the same size. The different denominations are different colors, so you don't mix them up.
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
It's a brilliant idea. You know, when I was growing up in Buffalo, we'd go to Canada and they give you Canadian bills because American money was worth more in those days.
Yeah.
And my brother says, it's like Monopoly money. And I said, it's still spent, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. It does its purpose, right? Well, and you know, that's funny because this has nothing to do with automotive, but you said British colonies and that. So the British had colonies all over the world, you know? I mean, Belize used to be British Honduras. So that was
nice.
One of their colonies. That's why, so you end up in, that's one of the countries in South America that you end up in. Everybody speaks English.
Yep.
I mean, better than me and you. So, which is so interesting. They do have a language there, but it's only people that really know it or speak it well are very much older, and it's like a tongue. It's interesting to hear them speak it.
And I would also like to point out, they like to add an extra U to words, you know, color, favorite, you know, they'll add that extra U in there when it's not really necessary. You could just do it the American way. Just do C-O-L-O-R.
But not in Belize.
No, no.
I'm telling you, they speak just like we do. They really do. Yeah.
You better best Belize it.
You better Belize it. There you go.
Thank you.
I've used that in 24 hours. I've used that 5 times now. I did. I used it at dinner a couple times last night. You better believe it. I thought
I'm going to put that in my repertoire.
There you go. You should use it a lot. It's
Well, it's good and it's clean, right?
It is. It's good and clean. Good and clean. All right, my friend. Well, it's good to hear from you. Thanks for sharing the jokes and stuff. You didn't have any other car stuff, right, Bodie?
No, I'm going to call you. I got a private question for you, so I'll call your number up in Escondido.
Yep.
Okay, gentlemen.
I'll give you a ring back, man.
Ciao.
Hey, take care, Bodie. Have a great weekend. Good talking to you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Always good to hear from Bodie. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're learning all kinds of things here. It may not be automotive related. We're talking about countries and languages and all kinds of great stuff. And always good to hear from Bodie. And then, of course, we got the dad joke king in here, Mr. Brendan. And Bodie's always got some good jokes to come along. Give us a call, though. 1-888-344-1170. Listen to Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego 1170. 96.1 FM. Right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are once again. Auto Talk Radio, 1-888-344-1170. Talk to a couple good people. Talk to John and Lemon Grove. Talk to Bodie, of course. All good stuff. So let's talk about, you know, a good point that John made was when he said to me, and I should have asked, you know, and one of the things when you bring a vehicle in, we typically ask when you're having a concern with something is, has anybody worked on the vehicle recently? You know, as far as that goes, has anything been done to it? Because it all, no matter how insignificant you may think it is, it could be affecting or the start of the cause of this. And a lot of times you're like, there's no way that could be related. But to be honest with you, I've seen a lot of no way that could be related things that end up being like, oh, smoke, never seen that happen before. But, you know, so you never know. So good point. And one thing that people do like to do as far as kind of omit things, and I don't know why they do it. It doesn't make it cheaper to get your vehicle fixed if you admit things that have happened to the vehicle.
Right.
You know, so
you're just making it more expensive.
Well, it just takes more time to figure out what the heck is going on, you know. Yeah. So as far as that goes, it's more frustrating also. So just try to always remember all the things that have happened and what you've done to it recently. And no matter how insignificant you think it might be, you should probably share it. It's all good. Real quick, before we keep on going here, I do want to remind folks that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason, and that is because they are the number one technician recommended battery in the world. No questions about it. Highest quality batteries out there. So if you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in, we'll get you an Interstate installed, no matter what it is. But if you need a battery for any other need, you need to check them out at their storefront at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, battery for every need. Love their batteries, man. Good stuff. Good stuff. Today we're talking about some myths. So we'll jump into some of these as we wind down the hour. I do appreciate y'all joining me and all the calls in, all good stuff. Inflate your tires to the pressure shown on the sidewall. Well, what is the pressure on the sidewall? It's actually, if you read it, it says max tire pressure. That means that is the maximum pressure, no matter what application this tire or vehicle is put on, that this tire will accept. That doesn't mean you can't put a higher pressure in it, because if you do, but you risk blowing out the tire. That's the max safe pressure as far as that goes that you can run it at. Does that mean that that's the pressure your car, when these tires are on your car, should be ran at? Absolutely not. That's totally wrong. The pounds per square inch figure on the side of the tire is the maximum pressure that the tire can safely hold, which is true, not the automaker's recommended pressure, which provides the best balance of braking, handling, gas mileage, and ride comfort. So follow the sticker on your driver's side door jamb, whatever pressure, because the car was engineered to ride at that. And just like they said, for the best balance of braking, handling, gas mileage, and ride comfort, figure is usually found on a door jamb sticker or in the glove box. They used to put them in the glove box old days. I don't think they do that anymore. It's always on the door jamb now. Or on the fuel filler door, they used to put them there too. Perform a monthly pressure check when tires are cold or after the car has been parked for a few hours. Yes, so you don't want to drive like down the freeway and then check your tire pressure. Why? Because tires heat up. What happens when air heats up inside the tire? It expands. When it expands, you get a higher pressure. So you want to check them when they're cold. That's the pressure they're meant to be set at a cold pressure, and go from there. And that way, not only will your car be the safest and everything operate most properly, handling and all that, you'll also get the longest life of your tires, if that makes sense. So they'll wear more properly, they have less issues, things like that. So you'll get the most out of your tires for sure. So I suggest that you, if you're going to make sure that tires, you want to get the life out of your tires, that you check the tire pressure regularly. Now, most cars today, though, have a tire pressure monitoring system. So if it does get a little low, it'll let you know. And that's actually a nice feature. So it helps get the most out of your tires. Because prior to tire monitoring systems, I would see cars that don't have them all the time driving down the road, and you could look and just be like, "Eh, left rear tire's low." Well, the problem with that is it eats up the sidewall inside the tire and destroys it. So when you run a tire too low on pressure, so make sure and check it. Another great myth. If the brake fluid in your reservoir is low, topping it off will fix the problem. As brake pads wear, and most vehicles now are all four-wheel disc, most vehicles. Some still have rear drums, but most are four-wheel disc. So as brake pads wear, the piston comes out further and further and further and does not retract back inside the caliper. That's what's used to squeeze the brake pads on the rotor. The fluid level, therefore, drops in the reservoir. It helps monitor how much brake pads are wearing, to be honest with you. Here's the thing. So if you're topping off the brake fluid, then it's not showing that as far as it goes. And it's not fixing the problem because brake fluid's going down because the brake pads are wearing. The key to this is if it gets low enough, it's time to replace the brake pads. That's why at the West Automotive Group, every oil service, we do a complete visual inspection of the brake pads themselves to see if there's any concerns with do they need to be replaced, how are they wearing, etc. When the fluid level drops to or below the low mark on the reservoir, then either your brakes are worn out or fluid's leaking. Well, luckily, we don't see a lot of vehicles with brake fluid leaking because that's an unsafe condition for sure. Here and there, but not very often. So usually it's brake pads are worn out, and take a good look at them and figure that out. Easy enough to get fixed. Put new brakes on the car. Good to go. Here's another question. Do you need to change out brake fluid ever? The answer to that is yes. So brake fluid ends up with a high copper content and acidity level and moisture content. And as it does that, the boiling point raises on it, or lowers on it. I apologize, that didn't raise. Lowers on it, therefore causing the brakes could, fluid can boil. And actually then at that point, because of the heat created in them, can cause brake fade or reduce braking, things like that, which makes it not near as safe. So the answer to that is yes, brake fluid needs to be changed out on a vehicle. And as far as that goes, and usually we strip test it, but most of the time when you put brakes on the vehicle, that's a good time to do a complete brake fluid exchange. It also prevents failure items such as valving on. Almost all cars have anti-lock brake systems, traction control systems that use electronic solenoids and valving in the brake system now. And the important part to that is keeping those in good order and not contaminated, so we don't have solenoid valve failures, etc. Because those components are expensive to replace. So you want to take good care of them, right? So replacing the brake fluid does help assist in that and keeps things in really good order, with the braking system. So I would recommend to do that. What we're typically looking for when we strip test brake fluid is anything over 200 parts per million contamination. It's time to get rid of that brake fluid and get it changed out. So good thing to keep an eye on. If regular, this one is great. So if regular fuel grade is good, premium must be better. Now we're talking about the octane rating in the fuel. You know, you go to the pump, you see there's usually 87, 89, and 91. Those are the three octane ratings at a normal pump, correct? So most vehicles run just fine on regular grade gasoline. And actually, I'm going to talk about, here's a great scenario that we heard about. Now, this fuel thing's great. Most vehicles run just fine on regular grade 87 octane. Using premium, these cars won't hurt, but it won't improve performance either. Higher octane number simply means that the fuel is less prone to pre-ignition, which is true. So when you're running a high compression, high performance engine, you want to run a higher octane because with those, the heat and temp as you go to do the injection or the fuel or bringing the fuel in, you can get a what's called a pre-ignition or a knock or a ping. You may hear it on certain cars when you accelerate really hard. That can also be caused by excessive carbon buildup too on the intake valves, etc. So which causes a lean condition and pre-detonation hot. You want to be kind of careful with that. As far as that goes, if you're having that problem, then it may fuel may not fix it, because if your car calls for 87, that it was engineered to run on 87 octane. So, but you can do what you like. If you want to put good fuel in it, put good fuel in it. A higher octane or number simply means that the fuel is less prone to pre-ignition problems, so it's often specified for hotter running or high compression engines, which is great. So if your car is designed for 87 octane fuel, you don't really need to waste your money. Now, the quality of fuel, where you get it from with different additives in it, that cleaners, that's all good stuff. But here's a story for you. So we've been AAA-approved facilities for a very long time. And often if something comes up with one of the tow providers, AAA will reach out to several of us that have been and ask them, like, hey, could this be a problem? So here's a little story that I ran across recently I thought was very interesting. Somebody trying to take advantage, obviously. A Porsche, a gentleman driving a Porsche, runs it out of fuel. Now, first off, that should be your indication that that wasn't very smart. But so direct injected fuel, Porsche runs it out of fuel. AAA comes out. If you know, if you're a AAA man, call them. They'll give you up to $10 worth of gas. It'll get you off the freeway. You can go put gas in your, whatever the need. You know, I mean, something could happen, and we've all been there. So at one point or another. So they put gas in his car. He drives it off the freeway, and then he fills it up. Now, of course, this car calls for 91 octane, but they put 87 octane in it. So the person that he gets a receipt. He got 3 gallons, not even 3 gallons. I think it was like 2.1 gallons of fuel. That was 87 octane. They put it in the car. He drove it off. Then he put 91 in. And then the vehicle's at a repair shop and it's getting $6,000 worth of work. And they blamed it on the 2.1 gallons of 87 octane fuel. Let me tell you something. That 87 octane fuel didn't damage the engine on that car in the couple miles. And as he put, it didn't. It doesn't work that way. So I thought it very funny, but I'm sorry, not $16,000 worth of work they want the tow company to pay for because 2.1 gallons of 87 octane fuel. I found that quite amusing. I'm not going to say what company it is or anything like that. But
no, we did discuss the company last time that towed him, I think.
No.
We didn't.
No, okay. This just came about.
Happened. Oh, I thought we were talking about the situation from a couple weeks ago.
Well, maybe I was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember we discussed it in last week's show.
Well, the fuel here thing brought it back up. Oh, maybe we did. That's right. I forgot.
Because I mentioned, why I do the rule of thumb. AAA. If it's at a quarter of a tank for me, I automatically just go to a gas
station. That's right. I remember talking about it. I totally forgot about that. Anyway, but the fuel thing here brought it up again for me. But I actually saw a letter from the repair facility, and I don't think I'd seen that yet at that point. That also, this has been going back and forth. No way. No way. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. This is, folks, it's not cool to take advantage. That's not a good thing, right? So all I can say is that, yeah, that fuel didn't cause the damage to this car.
It's the fact that you kept running it so low all the time, right?
Not very smart. Yeah, I would say so. It is what it is. So anyway, all good. And I feel sorry that the tow company's put in that situation. They're a AAA tow provider. I don't think we said their name because I don't.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
AAA
yeah.
tow provider.
Yeah, well, you mentioned it was a AAA tow provider, not the actual tow company.
Correct. Yeah. And keep the names out of it. Keep people out of trouble. But I just found it very interesting. So anyway, still working on that one. But fun stuff. Always good as far as that goes. All right. Did Bodie call back with anything important?
He was just giving me some recommendations on some books and some key speakers I should listen to.
Very cool.
Because he's really big into that stuff. And
he is. He dropped a couple books off to me, or one book, I'm sorry, that I have. That was really good.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yep, yep. So all good stuff for sure. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, Dad, everybody listening across the country. I know we're going to have to go to syndication soon, Brendan. And like others have said, I'll take you with me.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I know. Me too. Yeah. Could be Auto Talk with Brendan, Brian, and Kevin. Anyway, all good stuff. San Diego and everybody else out there, we appreciate you joining us as always. Make sure and keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We will be back next week with Live Auto Talk Radio, and I appreciate y'all joining in and being part of it. Love talking about cars and everything else that we've been doing these days. So stay tuned. And anything else, Brendan? Anything else great automotive related?
I had a news story, but we'll have to save it for next week.
We will do so. Get in and get your battery checked at the West Automotive Group, by the way, with these cold temperatures. Don't want to get stuck. Everybody be safe. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego.
Automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.